From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. The Birmingham area is in complete preparation mode for this summer's World Games. One sensitive topic for any large-scale sporting event of this kind is how to address homelessness as visitors from around the world come to town. According to the World Games Committee, there is a plan. WBHM's Cody Short introduces us to the Compassion Project.
At the Spire Operations Center, a crew of workers are piecing together what will eventually be a sleeping shelter. They're about 8x7-foot space with a slanted roof, just enough room to stand up in, and there's a wood panel to lay out on. These shelters are meant to house Birmingham's homeless during the World Games. It's just about a month before the start of the Games, and if you didn't know about this happening, that's not a surprise. There hasn't been a press release or a public event announcing these shelters. In fact, I only know about it because I came across this Facebook post where City Councilor Crystal Smitherman was standing in a construction site with a triangular structure behind her. It wasn't a promotional photo, and in that same post is a picture of a map with red square numbers indicating various locations throughout downtown. But there was no information about the map or what Smitherman was doing, so I went digging for answers.
I think the World Games just basically jump on the opportunity to address homelessness.
That's Smitherman.
I do know Mayor Whiffen has talked about wanting to do the tiny home.
She says that what I saw on Facebook is the City of Birmingham, Faith Chapel, and the World Games Committee working together to supply the sleeping shelters. She says that the group is building at least 30 of these where people can sleep and store their belongings. All of those shelters will be set up at the Faith Chapel Care Center downtown.
And so that care center will be open 24/7 where they can shower, do laundry, play games, watch movies.
I asked Smitherman why it's a problem to have unhoused people in Birmingham at the World Games. And she says this pilot project is meant to keep everyone safe. She says there will be areas of the city blocked off for the World Games and people won't be able to access them without credentials. And some of those areas like Railroad Park and Protective Stadium will be blocked off soon. They're regularly used by unhoused people in Birmingham for shelter. These new shelters are supposed to give them a place to go. But Smitherman says no one will have to use them. The Birmingham chapter of the American Institutes of Architects is also helping with the project. Some volunteer architects came up with the design of the sleeping shelter and interviewed people who experience homelessness. Paige Ledbetter is one of those architects.
When we did the interviews with the guys at Firehouse Shelter, security was very important to them, a sense of security and having their own space where they could have their belongings without being worried about someone accessing it.
Kathy Boswell, the World Games Committee's VP of Community Engagement, says there are a lot of people and organizations involved.
This started with nothing, and there were donations. And so at the end of the day, if people continue to give to support that, that's the way we're going to roll with it.
But there are still a lot of unknowns. The shelters cost $1,900 apiece, but officials were not forthcoming about who is paying for them or what public money, if any, is involved. Also, with only a few dozen shelters and far more people without homes, who will decide who can use them? It's not clear. The shelters can be disassembled and stored or rebuilt somewhere else. But no one I spoke with seems to know what's going to happen after the games are over. Boswell suggests something more is ahead.
The people that are coming together around this will stay together to be able to really create and keep moving towards that long-term solution. That's what I believe from what I see in the conversations.
But at this point, that long-term solution seems far from a sure thing. Cody Short, WBHM.